Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Tuesday, September 8th, 2020. Just remember, short week, short week, short week. We start with the Good Vibe Tribe. We're going to find out what everybody did for the long Labor Day weekend. I got dragged on the internet. We'll find out why. And then Kennedy and some amazing audio of her removing a dead mouse from her house. Well, you may have missed this with the long Labor Day weekend, but your Boston Celtics are now just one win away from going to the Eastern Conference Finals, Kennedy.
Let's go.
Well, that's a wonderful thing. Yes, yeah, it is.
They put the smackdown on the Toronto Raptors yesterday. They won the game 111-89, and it wasn't even that close.
No.
I mean, it was bad.
It was the best first half of basketball I think I've seen the Celtics play
ever
all season.
It was like a movie, the first half of that. Everything they did went the right way. They were throwing things up that went off backboards and shot clocks, and they'd still go in.
Yeah, the Raptors scored like 11 points in the first quarter.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Which, if you're keeping score, is bad.
For the folks at home, not great. Not great.
It's not golf. We're trying to get some points on the board.
Smart.
And then just quickly, some other exciting news. If you are a fan of the New England Patriots, they will play their first game on Sunday.
And less. Yeah, that's going to go two weeks.
Two games. I think two games is what we'll get.
Okay.
So this is regular season or is
regular
this
season
playoffs?
Go right
or,
into.
I mean, preseason.
They're not doing any of the preseason
nope.
stuff.
Right.
This is game one.
Straight
it will
to
be
COVID.
At Gillette Stadium. It all is right. Against the Dolphins of Miami.
Are you allowed to? Are they doing the.
Virtual fans or anything?
Yes.
I haven't seen, again, NBA is the only league that has done that. Now,
yeah.
Baseball has done it with the stand ups.
Yes.
I don't know if Gillette is doing
either
that.
I think either way, that would be fun to do.
Right.
I need to get Annie in there somehow.
What's interesting, though, is the two quarterbacks for the teams.
Yes.
So for Miami, it's the guy with the beard, Ryan Fitzpatrick, who, if you're a fan of Harvard football, he had a fantastic career here at Harvard.
Fans of Harvard football.
Yeah.
That's adorable.
I know there's a lot of Harvard football fans out there.
Sure.
Well, there's a lot of sweatshirts. I don't know if there's actually fans.
Correct. You buy them at Faneuil Hall and be like, yeah. It's cool.
So that Ryan Fitzpatrick, who calls himself like the Amish arm slinger or something because of his
beard. He's kind of a bigger guy.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
a quarterback.
He's been around a long time. He's kind of like the journeyman. Played for like...
Well, I love that.
22 different teams. And then Cam Newton is your starting quarterback for the New England...
We stan Stidham in this house.
Okay. Well, he will be standing on the sidelines during that game.
Well, that's fine.
It's okay.
So, all right, let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah, yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
There's a photo that's gone viral of a couple getting married at the airport. Did you see this? It was in New Orleans. They were supposed to get married in April. They had to cancel, so they decided to get married at the airport on Friday. Friends and family watched on video, and then they immediately got on a plane to Mexico for their honeymoon. The pandemic is making us rethink our eating habits and how they affect our immune system. 77% of Americans now say they want to do more when it comes to eating healthy.
I haven't even seen a vegetable in weeks.
After 9 months of not eating. Mm-hmm.
No, I got on the scale this morning, and I have not weighed this much in probably 10 years. And I was just
fine, Carson. Seriously.
Well,
I can show you pictures.
Yeah, I saw a selfie. It didn't look so good. So anyway, here are a few back-to-school stories, Kennedy, because, you know, we are there.
We're almost there, yes.
A dad in China made his son's first day back extra special by dressing up as a transformer.
Stop.
More yes. than meets the eyes.
And a kid
robots
in
disguise.
England celebrated his first day back in the world by recreating a shot from Toy Story 3. You need to go in and watch the video. You can just search for Toy Story 3 recreation video. It's very good.
Is it the shot when they're all in the furnace?
I don't think I can do it.
Yes.
2020. It just says 2020. Lawrence Brooks is America's oldest living World War II vet. He will be 111 this Saturday and can't see a lot of people. So the National World War II Museum posted his address, and they've asked people to send him cards. He says the secret to long life is to take care of your body and be nice to people.
Well, 0-2.
I can do that.
It's usually bacon and beer.
I was going to say.
Pack of Marlboros a day.
So I've got some really good news, and this is for either if you're looking to hire someone or if you're looking for work, right? Because we know a lot of people have lost their job during the pandemic. The demand for nude maids is up during the pandemic.
I never quite understand that. I feel like that would be dirty.
Here's why.
Yeah.
For the person cleaning.
Yes.
There's no point in hiring a nude maid if you're not home to watch, right?
Yeah.
So because more people working from home now, there's more demand for nude cleaning services. Plus, they feel like if you're naked, you're cleaner.
Yeah, I just wouldn't want to be the person cleaning and cleaning your bathroom. Gross.
Mm. Yeah, like squatting down.
Nope.
Trying to scrub the floor.
Just really not flattering positions you'd be in.
No.
In a normal year, summer vacation season pretty much ends right now. But this year, it is being extended because so many people are working from home and have kids who are distance learning. We've seen this. We saw this. Annie and I were talking about this down on the Cape because, Beachcomber?
Yeah.
Normally they would close Labor Day weekend, but they're going to be staying open.
Until like October.
The weather is gorgeous. Why not?
Right. And finally, Kennedy, a local story. And we talked about this story when it happened a couple of months ago. This was the story of the two guys who hustled the Commonwealth, the United States, out of
federal government,
out of $500,000 worth of PPP money.
Yes.
Yep.
So they had a couple of restaurants, and they said they were going to use it to pay employees and do all of this other stuff. Well, it turns out they were a fraud.
Correct.
Right? And so they charged these guys, they arrested these guys, but they got out on bail and poof, disappeared.
Shocking.
The guy faked his own death.
Ooh. Wow. Honestly,
Huckleberry
drove
Finn.
His car to like a body of water, left notes like, there was a suicide or something, and then just disappeared. And turns out they found him in Alpharetta, Georgia, I guess.
Well, Alpharetta is lovely this time of year, Carson.
Yeah.
It's only 127 degrees there.
So good for the federal government for tracking him down. That is awesome.
If you're going to fake your death, go somewhere that they don't extradite. Don't
correct.
Go to Georgia.
Right.
Well, Georgia's pretty close to that, Dan. It's pretty close to that. What do we have for some audio here,
Kennedy? This is a really cool story. There was a guy by the name of Terrell Potter. He's a retired cop in California, and he needed a kidney. And an unexpected donor stepped up. It was a woman. Her name is Jocelyn James. She used to be addicted to drugs, and she got arrested by Terrell several times. And she said being arrested by him turned her life around.
To be able to give another human a kidney to extend his life, it's really rewarding. I was just living a really bad life. I was just a really lost person.
You know, it's not about putting everybody under the jail. It's about trying to get somebody that can get rehab, get back to their self and do the right thing. Just treat people right is what I've always tried to do.
The Holy Spirit told me right then, like, I had that man's kidney, and I mean, we was a perfect match.
If you'd asked me to give you 100 names that might give me a kidney, her name would have not been on the list.
That's unbelievable.
Isn't that a great story?
Also, just want to quickly remind you, thank you to Coca-Cola, who is a sponsor for the Good Vibe Tribe.
Yes, we love that.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
How was your weekend, Kennedy?
My weekend was pretty good. I kind of had 2 days on and 2 days off.
Love that.
But I crossed something off my New England bucket list. There's so many things, you know, when you move here, you're like all these things you want to experience, but then life gets in the way. And, you know, even things that people have lived here their whole life haven't done or only do when people come in town. So I went on a whale watch cruise.
Oh, that is so awesome.
I've never done that.
It was, Dan, it was really cool. Yep. And I am a seasick person, no problems.
Yeah.
And they're only taking 20%.
So, wow. So I mean, empty.
The boat, yeah, like I stood in a place 6 feet away from people. Nobody was near me for the most part. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody was pretty respectful.
Did you go to the seaport?
Yeah.
Yep.
And saw like 9 whales.
Yep. Oh, wow.
None of them like breached or came up, but a ton of flukes.
Right.
Like 3 together. It was really, really cool.
It is unbelievable how graceful they are and how big they are.
Yeah.
You're like, whoa.
And just all the things you learn about whales and about the islands, mm-hmm. the harbor islands that I've, again, on the list that I haven't done. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad I did that.
And what did you learn about whales, though?
Well, you learn about, so for example, they're all named, you know?
Yep.
So they have this list of people who are whale people.
They're all marked.
There's a book.
And stuff.
But they're not marked. They don't mark them anymore because it's damaging to their bodies. They can put suction cups on them that'll last about a week or something.
Mm-hmm.
But it's their fluke, that back of their tail, all are different. They're like fingerprints.
Huh.
What?
I never knew. And so they have this book where they're listed from all black to like all white and then everything in between. So she would look at her list and come back and be like, oh, that's
so-and-so.
Tear.
Right.
And that's echo. And that's whatever. So that was cool. And then I did nothing Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
Except watch a stupid show on this DC channel that I just bought. And then
because you need one more subscription.
I do. Well, it's a 7-day free thing. Let's see if I do it. And then on Sunday I went down to, or Monday I went down to Hull because it's my favorite place. And they're having that parking restriction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where they only have a third of the things open. You have to be a resident to park. But I lucked out and found one spot.
Look at you. Pulled a
2-hour spot. I did.
Nice.
It really was crazy. And got yelled at by a guy. He's like, what are you doing? Because he pulled over.
Right.
And he was mad. And then this woman was waiting. She goes, welcome to Hull. But I had my favorite pizza, and it was quite a beautiful, lovely day.
Kennedy, you know what's, you know that famous saying, you know, what's better than having a boat? It's having a friend that has a boat.
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Because you get all the perks without all the cost.
Exactly.
So we have a friend, a friend's couple, and you know this, that we've known for a long time, and they now have a spectacular home on Nantucket. So they invited us out, and we've been out twice to this house. It's incredible. I mean, it's just, I can't even explain to you how amazing this house is. So we pretty much spent the entire weekend just waking up in the morning and going, okay, pool or beach?
The tough decisions.
Right, okay.
It's hard. Do you want sand or not?
Mm. Right, beach, okay. Load up the grill. Let's go to the beach. We usually did beach later in the day, so you watch the sunset.
Yeah.
And their place is out in the far point. The farthest point, like way, you're like at the end of the world out there, sitting on a beach with pretty much nobody around you.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
Yeah. It was just, it was awesome. I really, you know, after the year that we've all had and just to like get away from people and to be able to clear your head and not be near other people and all that sort of stuff. It was awesome.
Good.
It was awesome. And some sunburn.
I don't understand.
And then the boat back, I got back at midnight last night.
Yeah, that wasn't your smartest decision. Yeah. And I'm always for, like, you know, staying for the extra beach day. I really am.
Then that's what we did, yeah.
But Labor Day weekend, you can't do that.
I know.
You die at the end anyway.
Thank you.
So
that was the thing. And we normally don't do this. We're normally the responsible adults to take, like, the 7 a.m. ferry out so that we get back and have half a day to clean.
Yeah.
Nope. We rolled in the house at 11:45 last night.
No
chance. Shucking stuff in the garage. Get out of my way. I'm going to bed.
No chance.
How was your long weekend, Annie?
I had an awesome weekend. We all had Friday off, and me and my friends got up at 7 a.m. and went down to the beach. I was on Nauset Beach by probably 9:30, 10 o'clock. And I got to tell you, Cape beaches are just amazing because they're so huge that no matter, obviously it's Labor Day weekend, people are going to be there. Everybody is so far apart because you can just spread out there. The waves at Nauset Beach, I've never seen so many uncoordinated people in my life. Like, I mean, I know that's just what I grew up with. My dad threw me in the waves at Nauset Light Beach at 5 years old and said, learn how to swim or you can't come to the beach.
Same.
My friend, I watched my friends wash to shore bloody.
Were they trying to body surf?
Kennedy, it was the funniest thing I've ever seen. I couldn't stop laughing at them. Like, I wasn't helping
Did
anybody.
Did you say maybe you need a floaty?
I'd say maybe just be better. Just literally be better. I mean, people are not even facing the waves. My friend Peyton got absolutely demolished. She came up. She looked like the Sandman from the third Spider-Man. I was like, you need to clean yourself up. She looked like she had a sand toupee.
Oh, poor Peyton.
And Annie and I were texting one another because our boss started texting us. I can't remember.
Friday morning.
Friday morning starts texting us asking about work stuff because you know, just whatever. So he's texting
me.
I'm
glad I was not included in that.
Yeah, you were, because it really went nowhere. But
I just sent a picture of me on the beach.
So then I sent a picture back of me on the boat because I was on my way to Nantucket. And then he texted a picture back of his computer sitting here at the radio station. Like, and then tough. Annie sent another picture. And then I sent a picture, I think, with a cocktail.
Yeah, it's a tough go. Sorry, not my problem. I have no service on this beach. Bye. And then yesterday I went to brunch. Today's Rob's birthday. So me and his buddies, me and the fellas, went out to brunch. It was only me and five grown men.
Well, prosé.
Bottomless mimosas, hello.
I looked like one of those girls that's like, I just get along with boys better.
Yeah, totally.
They were all having their adult iced coffees and like nice French toast sticks. I was like, I gotta get out of here. This is too much for me.
All right.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
As the number one morning sports program in Boston, I think it is imperative that not only do we discuss the Celtics and the Patriots
all
and the Bruins,
need to be,
but
you know.
Yes, of course, we have to talk Kentucky Derby.
Authentic and John Velasquez have the lead as they come down to the 16th ball. Tis the Law still trying to get him. Authentic, Tis the Law. Here's the Meyer. Authentic has won the Kentucky Derby.
There you go.
What, 2 minutes in sports?
You want my analysis?
Sure.
That horse won. The other people lost. And Bob Baffert is the greatest horse trainer owner in the history of the sport.
I'm sad not to see Wes Weckler out there this year with his hat with Tom Brady and all the boys.
Yeah.
Never
with their bricks of money.
The Kentucky Derby. I have no desire to watch the Kentucky Derby. I'm all set.
It's a good reason to get together and drink.
Yeah, my dad had a party every year. He loves it.
So anyway. All right, it's Carson and Kennedy on Mix. Let's get to the Dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. I suppose it would have helped if I gave you what we're doing, huh?
It's Tuesday after Labor Day.
Yeah, it's a Monday, basically.
I'm going to need DIR4 for the second story.
34, gotcha.
Yeah, all right. It looks like Halsey might be in a new relationship, and it has a very interesting twist.
Kennedy.
So I need to do a little math for you.
Okay.
G-Eazy used to be Halsey's boyfriend, and they broke up, and she wrote a whole album about what a dirtbag he is.
15 million copies of a breakup note, yes.
Cara Delevingne used to date Ashley Benson.
Oh, yes.
And they broke up.
Yes.
Well, now G-Eazy is hanging out with Ashley Benson.
Yes.
So, ipso facto, Halsey and Cara Delevingne are hanging out.
I love this. A little switcheroo.
According to The Sun, a bastion of truth, they've been hooking up the last few weeks, having a laugh. It's very casual. Nothing big. They don't want to be tied down. They're just having a good time.
I love this. It's like wife swap.
Do they all only know 8 people?
Maybe. You know, they're in the bubble.
Yes, it's smart. Honestly, Halsey's just being safe and resourceful, and I like that about her.
100%. Justin Bieber was in a reflective mood over the weekend. He took to Instagram to open up about how ego is power, and it affected his life and relationships. He said he was never motivated by money or fame. He just loved music. But he said as he became a teenager, I let my securities and frustrations dictate what I put my value in. My values started to change. Ego and power started to take over, and my relationship suffered. But now he says, I truly desire healthy relationships. I want to be motivated by truth and love. I want to be aware of my blind spots and learn from them. When did Justin Bieber become the wokest man I know?
I love him so much. I
love the transformation that he has made.
Yeah.
To a wonderful husband, a good man, man of faith, all that.
Good woman will do that Kanye to you. In that.
Hmm?
You should tag Kanye West in that.
I know.
About Kanye. Ego and power.
Oh, we're going to get to Kanye next hour, Dan. We going to get to it.
Oh.
And one more thing. Justin treated fans to a cover of Casey and JoJo's All My Life. Shut up.
That was my
MySpace. Where was he? Was they in a bar doing karaoke? Is that supposed to be out?
That was my MySpace song in sixth grade to my beloved boyfriend at the time. So that song really just hits home for me. Obviously, we really made it far.
Also, Justin Bieber's got another tattoo, another neck tattoo, because that's what you need, is a long stem rose.
Speaking of tattoos on your head, I did not realize Post Malone's.
He just got that one. The skull one on the side. He literally just got it like a month ago.
I don't know. I saw him doing the YouTube interview with Joe Rogan, and it looked like his entire head is covered in tattoos.
He did. He shaved it and got more tattoos. He has a tattoo artist, I think, living with him.
Yeah, right against the bone. That can't feel good.
That's how he rolls. That's how he rolls.
Wow.
And Britney Spears' boyfriend, Sam, has come to her defense after someone suggested her social media account was scary. An author by the name of Kelly Oxford commented on one of her posts saying, the account finally got too scary for me. She dances and wears clothes. There's, lighten.
I said this. I said it. I said the exact same thing.
Yeah,
it,
it's and got, you're wrong too. He says, what's so scary about the biggest superstar in the world being herself? Authentic, funny, humble, without caring what others think. We need more people like her and less Karens. Also, Instagram installed this button that you can hit to unfollow about 10 years ago.
Go ahead, Sam.
And then Britney posted just the most, you know, she's just been posting really motivational stuff. And she said, while we're all searching for answers during these uncertain times, trying to keep our spirits up, I think it's a good time to see all of the good that's happening around us. She wanted to thank nurses, volunteers, and heroes. Do what you can, no matter how small. It's that simple, folks.
That's nice.
All right, guys, coming up at 7:30, as I said, we are going to discuss Kanye. There's a lot to discuss here. Also, you thought that we knew the Osbournes because they've done 18 reality shows. I'm about to tell you something that you will not believe about that time that Ozzy tried to kill his wife.
Sharon!
I finally got the hook of this song.
Can you see what it says on it?
You're welcome. You spelled "you are" wrong.
No, I didn't. Check it out. You are welcome.
Oh, I didn't see it. I didn't see it. I thought it was...
Wow, you know what? Dan? B-A-B-Y, delete it.
Hey, this is your doing.
Well, and it can be my undoing.
Man, what a pop.
It's the worst song ever made.
The worst song ever made? Well, I feel like Yummy is worse than that one.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
Guys, I don't know how your Labor Day weekend was, but I got dragged on the internet.
Yes, you did.
I posted a picture of me and my son. We were very fortunate to get to go over to Nantucket for the long weekend. And he has just been a royal pain in the butt about putting on his sunscreen. He is allergic to most sunscreens, so we have to buy the special kind. It costs like $120 for a stupid little tube.
Of course it does.
It's ridiculous. But, you know, otherwise you put anything else on him, he just breaks out. And so early in the morning, he was out there, and we're like, hey, put sunscreen on. He didn't put it on. And he got a little bit of burn on his shoulders. And so obviously, like, he paid attention to it, and he was putting it on all weekend. Well, at some point, I take this picture, and I post it, he and I, on the Mix Instagram. It's up there now at Mix 104.1 on Instagram. And I write, kid refuses to wear sunscreen. And, like, you know, facepalm emoji, angry emoji. And the comments that came in, I would like to read them to you.
You might as well be walking on the sun. You might as well be walking on the sun.
Let me go on. Like I blister in the sun.
Here comes the sun. Huh. Here comes the sun.
Thank you, Producer Dan, for this.
It's what I do.
Yes.
I had some time this morning.
Okay, Cheryl.
If I could offer you only one tip for the future, sunscreen would be it.
So again, I wrote, kid refuses to wear sunscreen. First response from Nancy, who's the parent?
Yeah.
From Susan, that's when you say no sunscreen, no beach.
Also fair.
Why do I feel like Nancy and Susan are the exact names who would type this?
From LG, ouch, painful. From D Wicked, sunburns hurt, ouch. From Eve, nice picture. Thank you, Eve.
Can you just read the dragging ones, please?
Jenny, surprise Lana allows this with her cancer scare.
Ooh.
Oh, that went deep.
See, fast. I don't play that.
That's ridiculous.
That was not a scare. You could have stopped after cancer, period.
Full stop.
Cancer.
had cancer, radiation.
So much.
Removals.
All sorts of things.
It wasn't a scare. It was cancer.
Goodbye now.
Kid refuses means dad didn't put his foot down. Kids don't make the rules. Stick him in the car, Carson.
We all know about Carson putting his foot down.
Stick him in the car.
What? Roll the window down. He'll be fine.
As a child.
We made it through the 70s.
Is it 1975, right?
From TS. Then kid doesn't get to go to the beach. Problem solved. From DM. Be a parent. Make him wear it.
Ooh.
Mm. From Karen. No sunscreen, no beach. A lot of that. From ET. As a parent, you can override him. He's not 18, is he? I think you meant override, but I'm not going to argue about spellings. He doesn't get a choice. Be a dad, Carson. Not okay. Now, after getting dragged on the internet with all the comments about this, I went back in and looked at the picture,
mm-hmm.
and I put a filter on it. And if you look at the picture, he looks completely burned. He didn't have a sunburn.
Carson?
He wasn't sunburned.
He was sunburned. You just said he was sunburned.
No. What I'm telling you is...
It doesn't matter if he was sunburned. Yes.
What I'm telling you is he had a little pink on his shoulders that you would not have been able to see in the picture. If you look at the picture right now on Instagram, his entire body looks red. It was just a filter. He wasn't sunburned.
First of all, you just said he had sunburn on his shoulders. And secondly, it doesn't matter if he was sunburned or not. Mm-hmm. It's the statement that you said he won't wear sunscreen.
Right.
And you know how I feel about it. So whatever. So I think that's what they were reacting to, not necessarily the red.
Right. Because it does look bad. I was like, oh, wow, it looks like he's...
Yeah, filter did not help you at all in this situation.
Like, if I showed you the original of this photo, you'd be like, oh, that's not red at all.
We're going to stick with no filter next time we go to the beach. Don't throw that on. I was on the beach.
I couldn't see the screen when I was in filter.
Maybe you don't have to share it.
Wait till you get home.
I feel like this is a tough conversation for you to have in this room. Because if there's one thing Kennedy has ever championed in her life, it's everyone needs to wear sunscreen.
And he is a pale, pale child with... Toehead.
He's fair.
The amount of times Kennedy has scolded me like I was her child.
I walk around with sunscreen in my purse. It's just what I do.
Listen, I'm telling you. And then at some point, like I tell you, we pay like $180 for this tube of sunscreen,
less.
Right? And because it's the only one you can wear. And so my buddy Tim is with us. He couldn't find his sunscreen for his kids. And he's like, oh, is this Barrett's? Can we use this?
That's like no.
That's like using the fancy shampoo in the shower. Like, you don't get to.
No.
Yeah, go ahead. And then he takes it and he's like, squeezes out like 50
no.
ounces of it. I'm like, that is, in my head, I'm like, that's like liquid gold.
Did you say Venmo me?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I didn't know this was, they call it Telephone Tuesday today, which is the Tuesday after Labor Day. And they say that you will have 50% more phone calls today than on most other days of the year.
So I'll get one.
And I will let 100% of them just ring into my voicemail.
Yeah.
Just text me.
So good luck with that. I'm going to call you just so you have one now.
Which one, Dan or Kennedy?
Dan, because Kennedy won't answer.
Neither will he. He literally just said, I will not answer any call.
No, he answers when I call, which is weird, actually.
It's mostly because I assume I'm going to get fired.
It's fair. Can't fire you, Dan. That has to come from way higher up. Think we have power here?
Sorry, Dan, bad news. We're Country 104.1. All right, it's Carson and Kennedy on Mix. Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. It has been said.
Yes.
Kanye West has a God complex.
Yeah.
I'd like to take you to Sunday in Atlanta, Georgia, with his latest Sunday service where he, Joel Osteen, and his choir walked on water. I'm not kidding. They had some kind of platform beneath the water, but they walked across it. Kim Kardashian posted several videos of it and whatnot, but that happened.
Hmm.
And also in Kanye presidential news, Kanye has spent millions trying to get his name on ballots for the presidency in multiple states, even though he cannot possibly win.
Yep.
Majority of the cash, however, has gone to companies that specialize in... There are companies out there that specialize in getting people on ballots.
Yes.
Like, they'll do all the work for you if you pay them.
Yes.
They don't believe in you. They don't whatever. They don't just take your money.
They just do the legwork.
However, they also have some vague ties to President Trump. According to their first financial report, which was filed with the Federal Election Commissions on Friday, the birthday party has spent almost $6 million for absolutely nothing. Unless you believe in the conspiracy that he's trying to shake up the election. Going into the raw data reveals exactly where the money went. Between July and August, he shelled out over $4 million on ballot access services. The three main LLCs he's used repeatedly are headed by guys who either worked for Trump's campaign or they wanted to. One of the companies, Fortified Consulting, has the same address as the Lincoln Strategy Group. Nathan Sproul, who worked on Donald's 2016 campaign, heads that company. Meanwhile, Greg Keller interviewed to be Trump's campaign manager in 2016. He gave his Atlas Strategy Group about $1 million. Of course, Kanye denies any ties to Trump or anything like this, but
that's pretty smart if you're if you have like that knowledge to just take money from people that think they could run for president. I mean, that guy, somebody made $4 or $5 million off of Kanye's
dream.
Yeah,
it's like six pairs of Yeezys. He'll be fine.
Yeah, who cares about America? Ozzy Osbourne recalled how peaceful he felt when he tried to kill his wife Sharon in 1989.
Yeah.
So there's this new documentary, The Nine Lives of Ozzy Osbourne. It airs tonight on A&E at 9. They shared their memories of the potentially fatal incident which took place while he was on drugs.
He came into the room and he just said, "We've come to a decision that you've got to die." And, you know, he was calm, very, very calm. And then just suddenly he lunged across at me and just dived on me and started to choke me. He got me down on the ground on top of me, and I was feeling for stuff on the table, and I felt for the panic button, and I just pressed it. And next thing I know, the cops were there.
So there's a lot to unpack here. I think the first thing is she had a panic button in her house.
And the cops came.
Because she had a panic button.
What? What? Is this like the wrist things that old people wear that
or
if she you fall,
had
I can't get
up? An actual button in her house that went right to the police because of him.
Hmm. I am rattled.
He says it was not exactly one of my greatest achievements.
Understatement.
He said, "I felt the calmest I've ever felt in my life. I was just peaceful. All I remember is waking up in jail and I asked the cop, 'Why am I here?' And he says, 'You want me to read your charge?' So he said, 'John Michael Osbourne, you have been arrested for attempted murder.' He was sentenced to 6 months in medical detention. Sharon took the time to consider her future and decided not to divorce him. She said, 'I don't want the money, but if you do this again, I'm either going to kill you or you are going to kill me. Do you want that for the kids?'"
Do you want that for the kids?
I just can't believe there's something we don't know about the Osbournes, considering they have done 8 million reality shows.
Sharon Osbourne is the most loyal woman.
Oh, she is.
Are you kidding me?
I mean, she ran his life for...
She kept that train on the track.
She had more money than him because she managed him.
Yep. She was Sharon.
And Carson, I have a royal update for you.
Oh, thank you, Kennedy. I need, the long weekend.
This is a big one.
I've been wondering what they were doing while I was out here.
Well, they have become completely financially independent from Prince Charles and the British people. They paid back all of the taxpayer money that was used to renovate Frogmore Cottage in the United Kingdom when they were planning on living there. And they made it livable because it wasn't... Not that it wasn't livable, but, you know, for babies and stuff like that. Okay. A spokesperson for the couple issued a statement yesterday confirming that Harry has fully recovered the renovation costs.
Oh.
So that was about $3 million that they paid back.
Wow.
So that.
That must be the best feeling.
Did I read they got a deal with Disney or something? Or?
Oh, yes. We talked about that on Friday. They got a deal with Netflix, Carson. And they didn't say what it's... And they can do, like, reality programming, documentaries, scripted shows, all these kind of things it could be.
Children's shows.
Yeah. They haven't said what the money is, but it's most likely in the millions of dollars. So I don't know what's going to come of that. That's all we know right now.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Just a quick recap, if you've not heard this story, Kennedy shared with us about a week and a half ago that she has mice in her house. There's an infestation. They were into her things in the basement. They got into your costumes.
My apocalypse food. That's where it started.
Right.
And so they were in there. There was like mouse poop everywhere. Mm-hmm. They had gotten into things and ruined things. And I didn't want to call anyone to get rid of them because I felt like I don't want to kill them.
Yeah, there was a moral mouse dilemma of how to get rid of these mice without killing them.
I tried all of the things and it just didn't work. And so my landlord was very kind. He called in the nice, kind working man who came in and set traps and put down glue traps and, you know, made me feel better about everything.
Yep.
So Sunday, I think, I was doing laundry, and there's a whole bunch of traps around the laundry machines because that's where I found the other one. And I had to take it out to the garbage can.
And Kennedy, you recorded this for us.
Of course I did.
Thank you. Why is it not working? Standby.
Mm-hmm.
Seems to be playing. Hold on. Let's try this.
I was in one of the snap traps downstairs. So like one of the ones that, you know, they go to eat the beef jerky and
Slim Jim actually.
And well, it's the last thing they eat. So I found it because I knew something smelled bad and I turned around and bam, there it was. And he's been there for a minute because looks a little juicy. And,
but you sound so sad.
Juicy?
Let me just say that there are still, you can still see where he was.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
And,
It's a little mouse out chalk outline.
You know, I thought about doing that, Dan. I'm not even kidding.
That sound you made. I don't think I've ever heard you make that sound before.
And, I swear I might come out of the other end of this vegan because I just, like, I feel horrible.
Oh.
So I'm going to try.
I was trying to turn off the dryer.
So I'm going to try and pick it up. So I have with me a very thick CVS bag because they have the best bags. And I have a spatula, which I will clearly never use again. And I'm going to try and pick it up without looking at it.
I think it was a good plan.
But I don't know.
Kennedy. He's having moments. It's fine.
But I don't know. Sorry, little mouse. God, this is so awful. I don't want to go back to living in an apartment where there's nothing like this in the world. Seriously, I don't want to live here anymore. I want to burn it down and start over. Oh my God. Okay, so it's in the bag. And now I'm taking the bag out to the big giant garbage can outside my driveway. Oh my God, you guys, I'm traumatized. This is it. My day's over. That was the worst thing I've ever had to do in my life.
Really?
I'm exaggerating, I'm sure, but... Okay. Back to your regularly scheduled programming.
And I was not trying to be anything big for while I was recording this because I went downstairs to start doing it. I was going like this, and I'm like, well, I have to record this.
So you just have to.
That was literally me. Needless to say, I've not found any more, which is nice.
I can just.
I don't know what to tell. I don't know what to tell you.
Did you give Stuart Little a memorial service?
Nope. Just put him in the bag.
Here lies this poor fallen creature at my hands.
Trash day's tomorrow because of the holiday yesterday.
It's so he's still chilling.
I thought you were going to throw a curveball in there. I thought we were going to hear a toilet flush.
Oh my gosh! No, they're too big, and that would mean I had to take him out of the snap trap.
No.
Carson, I'm not lying when I said I wasn't looking. I went like my head the other way, and just put the spatula until it found purchase, and then just boog, and then
Kennedy.
But there still is a mark on the floor from where he was because he was juicy.
Juicy is not the terminology.
I don't know what to tell you.
You're feeding him Slim Jims.
That's what the guy put on him. He was like, we use Slim Jims. That's the best.
It's not an ideal last meal.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.